Joining me now on the phone is Sarah Hamilton. Sarah's a managing director of Kivett, a strategic communications firm. She's also the former communications director for Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And I figure if anybody knows about the mayor and his thinking, as he decided now not to seek a third term, Sarah would be very good to talk to. Sarah, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. I guess... One, I was very surprised. Were you surprised at his decision?
I was more surprised than not. I'll say that there's always a chance that an incumbent, in this case the mayor, decides that they don't want to run. But I was surprised and a little sad.
I mean, I kind of got the feeling that, you know, this is a guy who's never shied away from a fight in his years in government and politics. That it was just like, Is it worth the fight?
I think it's that, but I really think it's what he said about starting a new chapter of his life. I mean, I think it's a very valid point. It would have been a tough race. I think he would have prevailed, but I think there's also, as he said, you know, he and Amy have put a lot of things on hold over the past, you know, more than 20 years, and they want to do some things while they still have the time, energy, and resources. And now that all their kids are all in college, they have that opportunity and they're going to seize it. So I do take him at his word on that. But, you know, I have no doubt it would have been a tough race, but a winnable one for him.
This is just, I mean, it's an immense job.
Yes. Every day. Every day of the year, every hour, every minute of it.
Give me an example of a day with the mayor.
Well, they start early. I think, you know, most Chicagoans probably know by now, and, you know, every member of the press corps knows he's up early, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock every day. And so you have to be. And his day starts with, like a lot of us do, reading the news, getting messages overnight, you know, what happened in the handful of hours that he was asleep. And then it's off to the races, you know, like what's on schedule for the day. Usually he's either going to an L stop or a school early in the morning, and then he's in the office doing anything and everything. You know, any problem that comes at you, whether it's something to do with public safety, education, transportation, water, budgets, finance, and then all of the above at the same time. And he's typically has multiple events each day, and then when 6:30, 7 o'clock rolls around, he has an evening event and then heads home and finishes up paperwork and reading the news and then probably has dinner and starts over again. So and that's just on his side. On the staffer side, it just kind of keeps going with all the cleanup work and all the to-dos that he's given throughout the day. But it is a lot, and it doesn't end, and it's kind of a one big roller coaster ride, but it's very fun. And I think it was very obvious when he announced that he was not going to seek a third term that it was emotional for him, because he does love the job and love the work.
You know, I have to think too that mayors are kind of a unique political job, a governmental job, only because, you know, even as we have this race for governor going on, that mayor of Chicago, you're on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
And
you sure are.
And you have to make hard, direct decisions. I mean, it's kind of like I always joked about, you know, with my years in Springfield, that being a state senator or a state representative from Chicago was relatively easy, because if anybody was focused on politics, they're focusing on who's the alderman and who's the mayor.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, you're on the front lines. I used to tell people all the time, like, we pick up trash, we fill potholes, we make sure that, you know, your kids get to and from school safely. And if you don't do your job, you hear about it. And it's not like in Springfield or in D.C. where eventually it'll trickle down and you might hear something. No, you hear about it that day. You know, I can't tell you how many times I was with the mayor out in any neighborhood of the city, and someone would say, you know, we had this pothole, could you get it fixed? Or thank you for, you know, doing these, you know, the curb bump outs for ADA access. So it's true. All the little things, the mayor is held responsible and the local alderman. And, you know, we're Chicagoans. We're not we're not shy, and people are very boisterous about what's going on in their neighborhood, and they're not afraid to go up to their mayor or their alderman to tell them what they think.
And they want it done now. That's also part of it. We're speaking with Sarah Hamilton, Managing Director of Kivett, former Communications Director for Mayor Rahm Emanuel. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio. And joining me on the phone is Sarah Hamilton, Managing Director of Kivett and the former Communications Director for Mayor Rahm Emanuel. We're talking about the mayor's decision as well as this now looming mayoral race. And I guess, Sarah, when you look at having been inside the hall, and inside the mayor's office, you look at this huge field. And what, in your view, does it take to be the next mayor of Chicago?
Well, I'll say this: it's not a job for anyone who wants to have an easy life or not really be on call every day, every hour of the year. I mean, you need someone who has a wealth of experience dealing with a whole host of issues. You know, I think looking at the field of declared candidates now, we have a lot of people who have deep background on one or maybe two issues. And unfortunately, that doesn't cut it, not in this role, like, because it being mayor of Chicago, it's not just about one thing. It comes at you from every direction every day. So you have to, if you're an education expert, that's great. But what do you know about transportation, public safety, the budget, water, sewers? I mean, you get what I'm saying. So the list goes on and on. And if you can't, it's not just one thing, it's everything. You know, you have to attract companies to the city. You have to continue to raise Chicago's profile on the global stage. And that requires someone who's pretty dynamic and able to make those calls and have those calls returned. And while also being able to focus on all those kind of nuts and bolts mayoral issues that the city needs.
Well, with Bill Ruthart, he and I wrote a story last Sunday's paper, and I think we noted that this is not, if you're looking for a prize, this ain't the job.
No. This is it's the best worst job. It's the best job because Chicago is, you know, the greatest city in the world, and what an honor to lead it and kind of pick up where Mayor Emanuel will leave off. But it's the worst job in the sense that we're not perfect. We have a lot of issues that need solving and a lot of just regular day-to-day problems that the next mayor will have to focus on, in addition to some real big, you know, generational issues that won't sleep because, you know, the clock says midnight.
Well, when Mayor Emanuel first ran, and it basically said, you know, the city needs somebody to make the hard decisions. And mm-hmm. at that time, I said, the trouble with hard decisions are they're not necessarily politically favorable ones.
That's right.
And, yeah. You know, what in the mayor's tenure, I mean, that sets the stage for even harder decisions to come from the person who follows him.
Yeah, that's true. He was 100% correct about hard decisions. You're 100% correct. They're not always very popular, and politically, they're really difficult. So I think the next person is going to, if they shy away from those decisions, I think the voters and the people will call them out on it, because you can't. We have big problems, and the only way to solve them is by confronting them head on, which, as we all know, is the way the mayor operates. And the next mayor cannot sit back and take the easy road. We know what happens when that decision is not made, so to speak.
We've made some progress with our fiscal problems, but
yes,
but you can't just stop. And you know, yes, taxes are horrible. Everybody hates taxes. Understood. But you know, to right the ship. That's part of the equation, and
it sure is.
And there's going to be more to come. Let's face it. But at the same time, you still have to do things like work on keeping the economic viability of this city going and growing. And right. And I mean, it's not just taxes are always the answer kind of thing. It's part of how the equation of how to move the city forward. And we're not at a position, I don't think, that we can sit back and relax at this stage.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And it's a balance because, you know, you're right. Nobody likes taxes, but they are, it's a fact of life. And I think raising them was a very difficult decision, but one that had been put off for too long. On, you know, on our fiscal situation with respect to the pensions, the mayor's made tremendous progress, but even he would say we're not finished, not even close, but the city's on more stable footing. But, you know, business development is a key aspect to any thriving city, and making sure that companies want to locate here and do their business here. And companies are famous for not liking taxes in any way, shape, or form. So you have to find the balance of how do you attract them without scaring them away of the any sort of financial burden or liability that they may face. So the new mayor will have to, you know, continue to find, or not, but hopefully continue to find that balance where they're able to make improvements to the city, not just on our finances, but also on things that we need to spend money on, like our roads and our transportation system, and continue to improve the L, and also making sure that we can pay our bills, but then attract people, and they're not in companies, so they're not too afraid that, oh, there's, you know, there's too much liability there, I don't want to do work there, because I think everyone who lives, works, and loves Chicago will tell you that it's a great place to do business and raise a family.
And there is the Springfield component that whoever the next mayor is going to have to work with whoever the next governor is.
Right.
And we've kind of seen what happens when that doesn't work.
Yeah, or when Springfield just kind of comes to a stall, and that doesn't work for anyone. And hopefully that whoever the next governor is, we'll get some movement down there, and Illinois can start moving again as well.
Well, especially, you know, when we see how the city is always, when you go 90 miles outside the city, and the city is the boogeyman, the political
right.
boogeyman. And,
right, yes.
And how Chicago always gets more of its fair share, even though we just...
we don't.
talked about the fact that, that it's actually the downstate that gets more than its fair share of the tax money. But, that's not convenient to talk about facts when it comes to being able to bash Chicago downstate.
Exactly. We're an easy target.
Exactly. Sarah Hamilton, Managing Director of Kivett, former Communications Director for Mayor Rahm Emanuel, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Have a great Sunday.